out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows tonight will fall into the 60s. We'll have some clouds early on, but generally clear by early tomorrow morning, and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and dry, just a few passing clouds. Highs around 90 degrees, the warmest day so far this year. And I expect the heat to peak tomorrow and Tuesday. Temperatures will eventually come down by middle of the week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
86 degrees at College Park, 84 in Fairfax, 83 on the National Mall at 359.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Kozel. Coming up, police make more arrests after a group theft in the Navy Yard area.
An arrest and a victim ID'd after a violent weekend at DC nightlife spots. I'm Shayna Stulen.
Police say a stabbing death outside Audi Field this weekend may have been work-related.
Day four for a student protest at GW over the situation in the Mideast. I'm Dick Iuliano.
And a temporary lockdown and a shelter-in-place order is over at a local university. WTOP News Time, 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. At least four people have now died in Oklahoma, where tornadoes have caused widespread damage and power outages. Governor Kevin Stitt posted a message on X today. He's checking out damage in Sulphur.
Just declared a emergency disaster so we can get all the help that those communities need.
CBS's Omar Villafranca, also in Sulphur, about 80 miles from Oklahoma City.
The cleanup here is going to be extensive. I mean, we're seeing piles and pieces of metal just wrapped around trees two or three stories up. We're seeing roofs that have collapsed down.
Tornado damage also reported in parts of Nebraska and Iowa. And the threat is not over. Meteorologist Brian Hurley's tracking conditions at the National Weather Service.
The highest risk area that we're really watching, basically from Shreveport and Texarkana down to Tyler and Longview, Texas.
More tornadoes there are possible. The White House says President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today ahead of a possible invasion in Gaza.
The two reviewed ongoing talks to release the hostages together with an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The leaders also discussed the southern city of Rafah. And the president reiterated his position discouraging Israel from moving forward with a ground invasion in the region as millions of Palestinian civilians are sheltered there. Skyler Henry, CBS News, Washington.
World Central Kitchen says its operations will resume in Gaza tomorrow. Its humanitarian work has been suspended there for weeks following the deaths of seven aid workers killed by an Israeli airstrike. Here at home, protests are escalating on college campuses like UCLA, where dueling demonstrations have resulted in several fights today between pro-Palestinian protesters and those rallying around the university's Jewish students. Many groups have vowed to dig in this week and keep those efforts going. Harvey Weinstein spent the last few days at a hospital in New York.
Harvey Weinstein's attorney says the disgraced movie mogul is at a New York City hospital for a host of tests after being moved to Rikers Island Jail Friday. He arrived there from the upstate prison he's been in since his 2020 rape conviction. His 23-year prison sentence has now been erased, and he's set to be in court Wednesday, where his attorney says they'll ask that a retrial should occur after Labor Day.
That's CBS's Matt Piper reporting. And Madonna wrapped up her celebration tour last night in Mexico City with a special appearance by actress Selma Hayek. She was the guest drag judge during Vogue. The career-spanning tour got a late start last fall for Madonna after she suffered a serious bacterial infection. She's got one show left, but it's a free show in Brazil next Saturday. About 2 million fans are expected to show up. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
4:03 at WTOP, a beautiful Sunday afternoon, April 28th, Brit, 81 degrees. Good afternoon to you. I'm Ralph Fox. The top stories we're following for you at this hour. Five more teenagers between the ages of 14 and 16 have now been arrested after a group allegedly robbed a business in Navy Yard earlier this month. D.C. police say back on April 16th, just before 9 p.m., the suspects walked into a CVS store on New Jersey Avenue. When they started to leave without paying, they were stopped by a security guard. One suspect reportedly chucked a bottle at that guard. Two of the teens were also charged in an assault that same day on the National Mall. A 16-year-old had already been arrested last weekend, so six total are now facing charges there. We're learning new information after several violent incidents at D.C. nightlife establishments this weekend. Police have now identified a man shot and killed at a bar on U Street early Saturday morning. We get the latest from WTOP's Shana Stolen.
D.C. police say they found 43-year-old Kenneth Goins inside the bar. He was shot multiple times. Despite efforts to save his life, the Salisbury, Maryland man died at the scene. Police are looking for two men in connection with the shooting. One was wearing a white or gray sweatshirt and got away on a motorcycle. They have arrested a person after a separate shooting Friday night at the Decades Club in DuPont Circle. A 29-year-old Prince George's County man is facing charges, including assault with intent to kill. Six people were hurt. Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
D.C. authorities say a suspect is now in custody after a 41-year-old man was stabbed to death outside Audi Field on Saturday. That happened last night just about 6:30 near the intersection of 1st and T Street Southwest, just an hour before the D.C. United and Seattle Sounders event. 49-year-old Wally Shabazz of Southwest was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. The detective's investigation revealed that the victim and suspect knew each other, and the altercation was a result of a workplace dispute. Team officials say the incident did not change the kickoff time. They're working with investigators to help determine more information. It's an all-clear at American University after a lockdown on campus yesterday. Just before 6 p.m., students on an AU shuttle bus reported someone on that bus pointing a weapon in their direction. A campus police officer saw someone matching the description walking towards campus, which initiated the lockdown, requiring the community to shelter in place. They contacted D.C. police, who arrested a suspect. At that point, the lockdown was lifted. It is 4:06. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has often distanced himself and his politics from former President Donald Trump. As we move closer to the November election, Youngkin is praising Mr. Trump when it comes to the economy. He spoke earlier today on CNN's State of the Union.
We have low growth and high inflation. It should be flip-flopped. We should have low inflation and high growth. And it's part of our economic mission to build that. I do think President Trump built that when he was president. I think we're suffering under Joe Biden's leadership economically.
Youngkin was in Germany promoting state business deals. And students on the campus of George Washington University. It's day four of their protest over the war in Gaza. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports their demands include an end to disciplinary action against seven students.
Students want some of their fellow protesters reinstated by George Washington University.
Seven students were charged with interim suspensions. Each student was given nine charges.
Rafi El-Havashi, a GW junior, says the university acted egregiously, suspending the students and barring them from campus.
We want those charges to be dropped immediately.
The university says several students have been suspended for violating university policies. Georgetown PhD student Samir Saeed says the protests will go on.
University students are here, but we also have community leaders. We have professors that are here.
Schools taking part include GW, Georgetown, George Mason, Gallaudet, American, Howard, and Maryland at College Park in Baltimore. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, Amazon Prime continues to add members. We'll tell you why. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
408.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Over to Rick McClure in the traffic center.
Caller checking in with one broken down on the auto loop headed towards Silver Spring near University Boulevard. Now on the right shoulder, and it looks like someone lost a load of clothes on the left side of the auto loop near Route 1 College Park. Still very slow in the on the auto loop from after Old Georgetown Road toward the Cabin John Parkway. And we had that second wave of volume along both loops through Prince George's County, parts of Landover and Greenbelt. And still slow on the inner loop of Virginia side through Tyson's headed toward the Legion Bridge. No issues reported along that stretch. Maryland I-95, the crash cleanup is still in the southbound lanes through Calverton after 212. Lots of cleanup activity along both shoulders now, out of the travel lanes, basically. Route 50 to the Bay Bridge, with folks taking a quick trip to the shore. Volume east from Cape St. Clair toward the eastbound span. Good on the west end of the bay. Three lanes west and two lanes east across the bay. On the Virginia side, 395 still with lots of slowing along the southbound side headed to toward Landmark, with a crash near Duke Street being cleared from the right side. I-95, no change with the delays on the southbound side headed through Woodbridge and Dale City, and the northbound stretch between Thornburg and Fredericksburg, a little under speed. Express lanes are pointed northbound. And through the district, still volume heavy along the 395 south, 695 portions of the westbound freeway from the 3rd Street Tunnel toward Main Avenue, where we had a crash reported that could be on the shoulder by now. If you're looking for a carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to FitzMall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. Rick McClure, WTOP Traffic.
Now look at your forecast. Let's see if we can repeat today. It's been really nice out. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Sunny along with a few clouds today, highs in the mid-80s and a wind out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows tonight will fall into the 60s. We'll have some clouds early on, but generally clear by early tomorrow morning in a southwest wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and dry, just a few passing clouds. Highs around 90 degrees, the warmest day so far this year. And I expect the heat to peak tomorrow and Tuesday. Temperatures will eventually come down by middle of the week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
We are looking at 84 degrees in Georgetown, Bowie at 83, Leesburg just behind at 82 degrees. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions do apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Tom Busby.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. 180 million Americans now subscribe to Amazon Prime, 8% more than a year ago, and the most ever.
You know, it seems like people just can't live without Amazon Prime.
That's Bloomberg tech reporter Spencer Soper, and he says there's some good reasons why Amazon Prime keeps adding customers, willing to pay $140 a year for the service.
The primary draw is going to be fast shipping and the vast assortment of goods. So if there's something you need, you're most likely going to be able to find it on Amazon, even if you can't find it in a nearby store. And you're going to be able to have it delivered pretty quickly.
Now, that membership also includes the Prime streaming TV service.
All your streaming in one app with one password, Prime Video.
It added Thursday night NFL games this past year, which likely prompted a lot more men to sign up. And it's negotiating for even more live sporting events like NBA games and pro soccer matches. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Tom Busby on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, the political climate remains tense as we head towards the November election. And now there's a book about it. It's 412.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
413.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchise or SPV LLC.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Coming up, a big event next weekend will bring some detours in our area. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
New Jersey, we got a lot of wow to go around all year round. Loop-de-loop wows. Face-to-face with a hippo wows. Catch of the day wows. And catching a wave wows. It's one wow after another here, any time of year. Find your wow at visitnj.org. New Jersey, little state, lot of wow.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
4:15 on your Sunday afternoon. We're less than 7 months before the November election. Critics are saying it could be the most toxic political election in decades. U.S. News and World Report contributor and longtime White House correspondent Ken Walsh has just written a new book called The Architects of Toxic Politics. He joined WTOP's Dan Ronan to talk about it.
In many ways, these are the worst of times. What I try to do in the book is to show how we've had toxic politics almost from the beginning of the country. George Washington, our first president, did not have this. He was considered above reproach. And of course, he was elected twice by the Electoral College unanimously. But immediately after he didn't run again, the campaigns of 1796 and 1800 were very, very vicious and toxic. Some historians until recent times thought they were the most toxic that we had. But of course, that was between Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. They called each other every name in the book, really invented some new terms for each other that were not flattering at all. We had Andrew Jackson, who was very, very involved in toxic politics himself in the campaigns of 1824 and 1828. But what's happened is after the Civil War, which was our most toxic period, of course, we were killing each other then, we go into a brief period where people were trying to submerge their differences. But it keeps coming back. And that's one point I wanted to make in the book, that the reason it's so unhealthy today is because it's really part of our DNA in many ways.
Is this also because we have social media, the traditional media, and some politicians who really know how to exploit our differences?
Absolutely. Those are all very, very true. We call influencers today. We've had them around for a long time. You go back to Father Charles Coughlin, mm-hmm. who's a Catholic priest who had a radio show during the Depression, very popular, very, very toxic politics then. I could go on and on about that. But today, partly because the mainstream media is drawn to conflict, and this is what we do, and that's my profession, and social media in particular pushes this toxic brand of politics. You can find any conspiracy theory, any example of hostility and nastiness on social media, unfiltered. And
real quickly,
people are drawn to this.
Real quickly, Ken, any reasons to be optimistic 7 months out from an election?
I wish I could say otherwise, but I don't think so. I think this is going to be one of the worst periods of toxic politics we've seen, and it's going to be up to the public going forward to reject the toxic politics as much as possible. The politicians, I don't think, are going to do that.
Again, that's U.S. News and World Report contributor Ken Walsh. Now we'll look at the top stories we're working on for you here at WTOP. Severe weather forecast from Texas to Michigan today. Some areas have seen severe tornadoes over the weekend already. A new poll shows three battleground states are in a dead heat for the November presidential race. Stay with us for full details on these stories and more in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Over to Rick McClure in the traffic center.
Okay, Ralph, looks like we're picking up a little speed on the top side. Had one broken down on the outer loop headed towards Silver Spring, and that was on the right shoulder. May have been cleared entirely out of your travel lanes. And
So you're coasting pretty well on the top side of the Capitol Beltway with a few volume slow spots off and on to be expected on the weekend, of course. Looks like someone lost a load of clothes on the left side of the outer loop near Route 1 College Park. Lane's still passable, but it's quite a distraction there. Still very slow on the outer loop from after Old Georgetown Road toward the Cabin John Parkway, volume only, and the volume along both loops through parts of Prince George's County, Landover and Greenbelt, to be specific. And that's just to be given on the weekend on that stretch. Still just volume only, and still slow on the inner loop, Virginia side through Tyson's headed toward the Legion Bridge. That sums up all the way around the Capitol Beltway at the moment. I-270, you're good to and from Frederick. I-95 crash cleanup, still work in progress in the southbound lanes through Calverton after 212. Had lots of cleanup activity drawing attention along both shoulders at one point. Route 50 to the Bay Bridge, folks taking a quick trip to the shore. Good. Volume east from Cape St. Clair toward the eastbound span. That's starting to ease up a little bit. And you're good on the west end of the bay. Three lanes west and two lanes east. On the Virginia side, 395's cleanup still slowing on the southbound side headed toward Landmark with the crash near Duke Street being cleared from the right side. I-95 still the slowest stretch of volume headed south through Lorton, Woodbridge, Dale City, and parts of Dumfries. And on the northbound side, through parts of Spotsylvania County, headed toward Fredericksburg, and again through Woodbridge. Imagine a child in extreme poverty waiting over a year to be sponsored in their wait today. Become a Compassion International sponsor. Text radio to 83393. Rick McClure, WTOP Traffic.
Now look at your weather forecast. A lot of folks are wondering, Mark Pena, if we can run it back. We got high temperatures. We got low humidity. Can we do this again?
Yeah, you know, we're actually feeling about 25 to almost 30 degrees warmer than the temperatures we saw just yesterday. If you remember, we had the clouds and the rain. Not the case at all today. We're looking at a high pressure building in. And whenever we say high pressure, think dry conditions. And so that's what we've got today. Temperatures are into the low to mid 80s at this hour. And if you can believe it, we get even warmer tomorrow, downright hot, actually, because forecast high tomorrow is 90 degrees. And that's about the average high during the middle of August, whenever we have our warmest stretch of the year. So some summer-like temperatures for tomorrow and Tuesday with mostly sunny skies. So just make sure to remember our heat precautions. Make sure you're staying hydrated. Take plenty of breaks in the shade. Loose-fitting clothing, because this is the weather we wait all year for. You want to make sure that you enjoy it. By Tuesday, we could see a few afternoon showers and storms. Not everyone will see the rain. Again, think summertime whenever we get these showers and storms to bubble up in the afternoon. And then basically they fizzle out once the time the sun sets. Behind that, we're looking at a weak front that'll push on through and drop temperatures about 10 degrees heading into Wednesday through about Friday, which puts our highs around 80 degrees during that time frame. So again, some really pleasant weather to round out the week ahead as we bring in the month of May. So again, really nice day outside. Hopefully you're outside enjoying it. And don't worry if not, you have tomorrow as well. Temperature right now is 82 downtown, 85 at Dulles, and 84 in Silver Spring.
Thank you. Again, that's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena. We're at 81 degrees outside the WTOP studios. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protected from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP, we'll take a look at people's favorite dogs in the DMV. More news just ahead.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Oh, it's time. It's time. Time to open the windows. It's April. Dave Johnson here. But wait a minute. What if your windows are cracked, leaking, won't open, or stay open? Well, this is the time to call my friends at Window Nation. And boy, is it ever the time. Because right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. No limit to how much you can save. Plus, you can save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. So don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Tell them Dave Johnson sent you.
Did someone say free ride home? If you like carpooling or vanpooling, but worry about getting stuck at the office, relax. With Commuter Connections, you can get up to 6 free rides home for unexpected emergencies or unscheduled overtime, even if you're commuting just a few times a week. Register or renew for guaranteed ride home today at commuterconnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. Some restrictions apply.
This is WTOP News.
4:23 on your Sunday afternoon. I'm Ralph Fox. Thanks for taking us along this weekend. Well, nearly half of all U.S. households have a dog, but of hundreds of breeds, only a handful are the most popular. WTOP's Gigi Barnett takes a look at favorite choices in our area.
What's the best dog for city life? A majority of D.C. dog owners think it's the toy-sized Yorkshire Terrier. Put it in your purse and go. And the most popular name for dogs in the district? Bub.
Yeah, Bub is one of the more rare or uncommon names that we found on our list.
That's Claudia Phillips with the consumer website MarketWatch Guides. Her team researched 35,000 data points to find the most popular breeds and dog names in each state. Virginians want Labradors named Bella, and in Maryland, it's
the Golden Retriever. The top name that we found was Molly. You got a popular dog in Maryland.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Next Saturday, part of the Dulles Greenway will be shut down to have runners lead that route. We get more from WTOP's Sandy Kozel.
It's the 2024 Run the Greenway, happening the morning of Saturday, May 4th. The family-friendly race begins and ends on the Dulles Greenway at Loudoun Station. It features a 5K, 10K, and kids' fun run, and a virtual race option. The annual community race serves as a fundraiser for 15 local nonprofit organizations. The Greenway will be closed from Route 28 to Exit 6 at Ashburn Village Boulevard from 4:30 Saturday morning to about 11:30. The Dulles Greenway will remain open for eastbound travel. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Now look at the sports page. Here's Frank Hanrahan.
We've got a wild one down in Miami with the Nationals. We're down big, but they've come back and now lead the Marlins in Miami 10-9, top of the eighth inning. Nick Senzel, a two-run homer and a three-run homer. He's got five RBIs on the day to help the Nationals to this 10-9 lead in the top of the eighth. Meantime, A's have come back, lead the O's 7-6. That's in Baltimore, top of the ninth. You know, it's not too often a player's first homer in the big leagues is inside the park, but that's what happened today for Wyatt Langford of Texas. Fourth time in Rangers history, a player's first homer was inside the park. Capitals are inside tonight at Cap One Arena. Got a win or their season is over. Game four against the New York Rangers with the Caps down 3-0 in this